This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. No, we're not going to talk about the Bears or the White Sox or the Cubs or anything like that. We're going to get back to the NFL, back to the Cowboys, back to the NFL draft. Are you ready?
Let's do it. So the big news is I do think the Bears are probably going to take Ashton Jeanty at 10.
No, we're not going to do that.
Now, what they could do is take Will Campbell, the lineman out of LSU.
I swear, I thought you said Earl Campbell, and I was like, we had him on our show.
And those hot links are delicious, and you guys did a great job with him. Now, this would be excellent for the Bears.
No,
if they want to just go ahead and that entire offense.
Shut up, Zach!
We got bookend tackles now, right? We got Darnell Wright on the right side. We got Will Campbell on the left side. The interior of the line's been remade.
I could see why Broadus doesn't like you.
All right.
Aw.
All right. Now that I've
crushed. Did he say something to you?
Now that I've crushed your spirit. I just wanted to run through this because we hit a bunch of these players yesterday before we circle back to the draft. So ESPN had best fits for unsigned players in free agency. Stephon Diggs is on there. Amari Cooper's on there. I feel like we've had those conversations. But believe it or not, I'm going to regret this because he was on the Bears. Tevin Jenkins.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right.
I'm good on Tevin Jenkins.
Okay.
Now, he's an Oklahoma State Cowboy, and shout out to Cody Cole, who is one of our sales reps, big time Tolo, and he's an Oklahoma State poke. And I almost went to Oklahoma State.
Did you know he was at the Dallas Card Show this weekend?
Okay. There we go. Maybe he was trying to sell some cards. He's got a wedding coming up, and those are expensive.
Ooh, that's
so true. Maybe he's trying to be like Baskey and unload all the Luka Doncic cards right now.
By the way, if you weren't at the Dallas Card Show, he really was there. He really set up a table with all of his Lukas except for the Beckett graded Lukas because he forgot those. At least we hope he forgot those.
Or they got stolen again?
I hope not. But he sold.
Maybe it was me.
I'm just going to say he sold a lot of them. I won't get into the specifics of his finances, but he sold a lot of his Lukas at the Dallas Card Show. All right, one more question for you. Kazir White from the...
I'm white? Don't you said because you're white? One more question for you because you're white.
Because you're white.
Well, I mean, I am.
And
I am a Caucasian.
He plays for the Arizona Cardinals or did play for the Arizona Cardinals. So,
I'm in on Kazir White.
You're white. His last name is White. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, he's been a good player. I thought a couple of years ago, I think he was with the Eagles for their Super Bowl run when they lost to the Chiefs. And he's been productive with Arizona. I just wonder now if the Cowboys are looking at, we're okay at linebacker. They traded for Kenneth Murray. They're already probably overpaying on that contract, which I do think is a fair critique. Right. I mean, he's like a $7 million cap hit. If I have that number down correctly, you can correct me if I'm wrong because I love you when it comes to math and numbers. That is my weak spot. But no, I would be open to that. But I think with Sanborn and now with Kenneth Murray Jr., they might just say, let's go into the draft at linebacker. And then if he's still around, we can circle back if we need more depth.
Yeah, that is okay. I get that. Then for The Athletic, they had three ideas, but two of them we've already gone over. as we've talked about Keenan Allen.
We are the football show of record.
We've talked about Asante Samuel Jr. What about Calais Campbell?
And now Calais Campbell is a move they should make. This is a...
No concern about the age?
No, because he's still productive at that age.
That's
like,
true.
He still plays really well, and that is that fits the culture that Shoddy's trying to build here. Like, one thing that's in common, if you listened to Bobby play the audio of Brandon Bean talking about Kyrie Elam, and you referenced this earlier as well, Alec, high-character individual. Jack Sanborn, high-character individual. Solomon Thomas, high-character individual. Yeah. Right, Calais Campbell, that's actually a guy who's a bigger body. I think he would be great for Mozzie Smith. I think he'd be phenomenal in helping his development and helping him become a pro. And that is a low-cost, high-reward type of investment for a player that's going to come in, work his ass off. And all the things that you have an issue with Micah Parsons about, Calais Campbell can help show the youngins, hey, this is how it's done.
Okay, that is interesting. Now, I want to shift back to the draft. My question for you to start this all off, who do you think could be a surprise in the first round? And what I mean by that is not specifically for the Cowboys, but a surprise riser or faller, maybe, depending on where they're sitting in the mock drafts. Are there players or a player that you're like, there's no chance he goes that high, or there's no chance he goes that low?
Well, the Quinn Ewers thing to me was shocking with the second round deal.
Yeah.
The one to me that I'm like, I don't think that he's going to drop is Tet McMillan. I just like, and I'm seeing him, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah had him even going as far as in the 20s.
Okay.
Like if Teteroa McMillan is sitting there at 12.
That's your guy.
And the Cowboys don't take him. Unless there's just somebody else that has fallen, like Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, and I get it. We've got Michigan PTSD, but Mason Graham is not like the others. This dude's actually a legitimate stud. He's going to be really good. And he was used in a different way in Wink Martindale's defense than what they were doing previously.
Can you agree that if he doesn't work out, we won't talk about Michigan defensive tackles for another 10 years?
No, because you got to scout the players, not the helmet. Okay? Scout the player, not the helmet here, Kevin. That's what a wise man once told me.
That is very
all right. Shout out to Brian Broaddus. I love you dearly. But yeah, Tet McMillan is the guy that should not be sliding. And I get it. We had different things with the 40 time. But I think I saw Mike Evans ran a 4.52, 4.53 in his 40.
He's done pretty well in the NFL.
Pretty good. And that's been my comp the entire time for Teteroa McMillan is Mike Evans. Take that guy.
Now, Logging the Boys yesterday had a 3-round mock draft. I'm going to skip pick one for the Cowboys because it's Ashton Jeanty. We have talked about that a lot, and I might have one more question for you about that later.
Yeah, ask me.
But in the second and third round.
Right now, not later. Nope. Now, because I might.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not stick around. Door's right there. And I'm waddling to it.
Man, that would be fascinating. Please don't do that. Trey Amos, the cornerback from Ole Miss in the second round at 44.
Yeah.
And Jalen Royals, the wide receiver out of Utah State at pick 76 in the third round. Now, I want to start with Royals because you gave me a hit
Royals
right there.
Okay.
That makes me think that you have thoughts about that.
I love both of these guys. I like this would be a home run draft. If Ashton Jeanty fell to 12 and then the Cowboys circle back at 44, get their guy in Trey Amos, then hell yes, let's freaking party. And then Jalen Royals in the third round.
Do you worry sometimes that mock drafts like this, not this one specifically, but mock drafts in general, sometimes cheat the system a little bit and take a player that probably won't be available there to make it look like, oh, great job.
Yes, because I don't think Jeanty's going to be there at 12. I think the other ones are realistic, though. Okay. Jalen Royals reminds me of Steve Smith. Thick build, elusive in the open field, used in a lot of tunnel screens, bunch sets, can play inside and out, works the middle of the field well with the slants and the drag. Super tough dude. Not scared to take a hit. Really good after the catch. He's a strong runner with speed to pull away from defenders. The size can hurt him a little bit. He's 6'2", 205. So when it comes to contested catches, which is what Tet McMillan's best trade is, if it's a 50-50 ball on the outside, sometimes being 6'2", 205, that can cost him a little bit, and he doesn't always separate cleanly. But he also didn't play with a great quarterback, so he is a certified bad ball catcher, and he works back to the ball really well. The body control's there, and it's maybe just some concentration drops with him. That would be the only thing. Like, he's looking to run, get the ball, go upfield, and it's, ah, dang it. Kind of what we saw from CeeDee Lamb early in his career. That would be one of my only knocks, but he's also got value as a kick returner. And I know you just signed Kevontae Turpin.
Sure.
But if something happened, like Jalen Royals is a guy that you could put back there and he can do that, I have no doubt this kid's going to be successful at the next level.
And I can't remember how much we actually talked about this person yesterday, but I wanted to circle back to Malachi Starks.
Okay, the safety?
Yeah, and get your thoughts on him. Maybe as a talent and then maybe potentially as a fit with the Cowboys, especially since we talked about, are there still going to be more cap casualties when it comes to the safety position?
So if you're like a home scout and you want to like just go to Malachi Starks verse on YouTube, if you want to find him, look for the dude with the dangling mouthpiece. He's a guy that never puts the mouthpiece in. It's just always dangling. Interchangeable. He can play all over the secondary. He can switch safety spots, plays in the slot. He does remind me a little bit of Brian Branch, who's had an excellent start to his career with the Lions. Now, Branch was more of a corner at Alabama that could freelance as a safety. Starks is a true safety. He does a good job keeping everything in front of him. He's a reliable player. Doesn't appear to be in position consistently to me. Like, if you watch the first half against Alabama and you watch him against Notre Dame, there were bad moments from Malachi Starks. So 12 is a little rich to me. I don't really even have him as the best safety in the draft.
Wow.
I would take Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame as my number one guy, and Andrew Makuba out of Texas would be my number two guy. But if Malachi Starks somehow slid to 44, that could be a steal, because he is a clean player. He's really, really good, and he's a great athlete. Won a state long jumping record there in high school. So to me, I like him, but I just see a little bit of inconsistency. I don't have him graded as high as some others.
And for the 817, am I wrong for wanting Golden over any other wide receiver?
Yes.
Well, we kind of touched on that yesterday. Not to say that he's not good, but that's not the pick or the consensus pick in the fan building. All right. Any other players that you want to spotlight, whether they are for the Cowboys or otherwise?
Okay, so I talked to Mecca Igbuka yesterday for you. Let's go with Trey Amos was the corner that you mentioned.
Yes.
Now, I did talk Azurae Thomas yesterday as well, but a guy that I really want to highlight would be Jacob Parrish, the cornerback from Kansas State. Now, the Cowboys have kind of like a height, weight, speed measurable that they want specifically in corners. And I think size wins at the NFL level, right? So they're probably going to like an Azurae Thomas, who's 6'2", 191, brother of Wanye Thomas, big, long corner, much like what they just traded for in Kyrie Elam out of Florida.
Okay.
But I love Jacob Parrish, 5'10", 191. I think this guy is what you lost in Jordan Lewis, but he's a better outside player than what Jordan Lewis was. He's strong. He can win outside. He can kick inside and play the slot. He's versatile, smooth feet off the line, reads receivers well. There's times he runs routes better than the wide receiver does, and he will come up and he will smack you. He's got blitz ability off the edge. He'll play physical in the run game. I'm a big fan of his. His older brother was a wrestler at Nebraska, so he's got toughness in his family. But Jacob Parrish, now he's 5'10", 191. Would the Cowboys say, we're not taking you because you're too small?
So did they just mark them off the board all the way?
I think that it has to be, does it fit where they're willing to take him? Like, in the third round now, are we willing to look over, hey, he doesn't meet our arm length requirement, but we like the tape?
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I think, do value the arm length and the size more than other teams do in the NFL. So Jacob Parrish might not be in play for them. That's very possible. But I love the player.
Now, to take a step back, you'd mentioned Wanye Thomas. I know somebody who's already on the roster. Do you think Wanye Thomas still has more to actually contribute to this team? Because this is somebody that I've been championing for a while, Wanye Thomas.
I'm with you. I was surprised Wanye Thomas didn't get more playing time a year ago. I think he's earned it, especially with Donovan Wilson having the struggles. Now, Dono could bounce back. It's very possible. Like, we've seen Dono, your Texas A&M Aggie guy.
That's right.
He's had some really good moments. 2 years ago, he earned that contract. I thought it was a good deal for him. But if he's struggling, I want more Wanye. I need more Wanye.
I like it.